From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome to Hand Raised Guy.
We've had a difference of opinion, the computer and I have, over the course of today.
A little technical difficulty kicking off this Thursday night. I don't know exactly what it is, but apparently I'm not on the screen right now. Neil is working on that. But good evening. Good to see all you guys in the stream. Everybody we are talking to, getting ready to watch the bludgeoning that is the Cowboys in New Orleans tonight for Dallas and the Saints. The Saints are basically a... Why is it not showing me at all? What was it doing?
I don't know.
It was like frozen from earlier or something?
I'm not really sure. I had to do a complete restart.
Invisible is interesting. It is kind of like
we've just kind of had a day.
The camera angle has gotten moved. That's why this post is so prominent. We'll fix it at some point. But
yeah.
That's the deal there. But anyway.
I don't know. I'm almost afraid to hit the button right here. There's a button that I need to hit.
Okay.
And I'm going to hit it and just see what happens. And if it just goes to hell, it goes to hell. You know, what do you do?
Okay.
All right, we'll see.
What's it going to do?
Make you disappear.
Okay.
Oh, you're moving. It's a good. Okay, we're good.
I made some magic act a little bit, but.
A little bit.
Nonetheless.
Welcome into Hand Raised, guys. Brought to you by Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning.
Audition is running.
Yeah, audition is running. Comer Heating and Air, Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. It's the same great name. I mean, different name, same product, same services. The people at Comer, the people at Southern, they'll take great care of you. If you're in the Oxford or Tupelo area, it's Comer at 662-801-1777. If you are in Hernando, DeSoto, South Haven, Memphis, that area, 662-429-4429. They'll take great care of you. Call them no matter what. Heating systems acting up. We're going through those weird phases where it's like today it was 70 degrees, and then we'll get cold here soon. If you haven't had your heating system checked at this point, you need to make sure you do. So go get that checked out at Comer and Southern. Guests will join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline, Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford. Great place to grab a burger, po' boy, appetizers, great beer selection, full bar, the whole deal at Rafters. Also Rafters New Albany, and we're in the Clark Ford Studios. Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi. 662-257-1900. Call that number. Ask for our buddy Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's right to the bottom line. There's no hassle, no haggle. You get your quote, and the rest is up to you. You can shop that quote around. You can do what I've done, what I recommend that you do, and that's hop into a Clark Ford today. Great service, great product. Corey wants to be your car guy, wants to be your truck guy. You'll find out what that means when you make the call. 662-257-1900.
Lane Kiffin at Protective Stadium in Birmingham tweeting out that this evening. I don't know what's got going on. I guess some sort of game.
Oh, it's the Alabama State Championships are there.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. So are they doing them still at Alabama and Auburn some? Is this in the rotation or what? What's the deal there?
You're now asking me a question that I'm not prepared to completely answer. My guess would be they would prefer just to do them in Birmingham.
Okay.
And that's a really nice stadium. Makes a lot of sense. It's perfect for high school state championships and stuff.
Yeah. It's actually about the perfect size for that. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That's good. Ole Miss Volleyball is in the NCAA tournament right now at 7 o'clock. They play Creighton tonight.
Oh, is that right?
Way. Yeah. I guess we could turn it on the ESPN Plus thing over here on this computer. I mean, on this TV.
Oh, yeah. I got to go find that.
Thank you for the birthday wishes. It is actually my birthday today. So, yes, that is correct. Rebel Blamer says only in Birmingham now. So, they have stopped the Auburn and Alabama. Brian says his alma mater's back in the 6A title this week.
You're a big birthday person, I know, just like I am. So I'm sure this is exciting. A big, big day for you. Count down the days to your birthday.
It's one of those deals where I'm incredibly uncomfortable if anyone even acknowledges it. Yes, for the most part, it's that there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah, I'm not a birthday person at all. I'm fine with other people's birthdays, but my birthday present every year, the ideal birthday present would be that nobody recognized it. That would be awesome.
Leave you alone.
Literally never mentioned. No one say anything. It would be awesome. Like, other people would be deeply offended. That would, like, kill them. For me, that would be borderline just fantastic. I'm looking forward to SEC Network.
Watching Paris in Love here on Peacock tonight. Hand it up.
I'm trying to trying to maneuver the screen. There we go. You had a big day. I know we were together just a little while ago.
Yeah, not much today. Really at all. I periodically done a good bit of work today, just kind of around. I mean, it's been I'm a routine oriented human being. Like, a normal day is not bad. Like, it's the abnormal day that stresses me out. Routine is not bad. Maybe to a bad point, but.
Right, what am I looking for? Volleyball?
Yeah, that's correct.
Is that going SEC Network?
It's ESPN Plus is what it said, okay. So I assume.
All right.
I'm spitballing here, but.
Okay. Missouri losing to Liberty in men's basketball by 21 at the half, 35-14.
Liberty's pretty decent, but. Geez.
Is that right?
Yeah, Liberty's always pretty good.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I know this is a scintillating show, guys. We'll get to it. Picks are up, by the way. So people were asking about that. They are on the front at rebelgrove.com.
They're up. Butcher versus Spin Instructor is up, too. Just kind of a later day today. Just didn't get stuff. I wasn't efficient.
The irony is that we actually had Neil's picks done early this week, at least by a little bit relative to usual. A few hours, if nothing else.
I don't see it yet. There we go.
I mentioned that this morning, speaking of presents, gifts, and things, you can go to mpwdigitalshop.com. You can get some of our potato logo that is loved by some of you guys. You can do several different of our logos on items. Got hoodies, got long sleeve tees, men's and women's, plenty of stuff there. Some pretty cool coffee mugs, actually. I ordered a couple just for the studio here today. So MPW Digital Shop, the rest of today, so until 2 a.m., because it's Pacific time, until 2 a.m. Central, you get 15% off the entire shop-wide. That's Holiday 15 is the code to do on that. Again, mpwdigitalshop.com on that. I did not realize Creighton was 30-30 on the season, so Ole Miss might have their hands full with the Blue Jays tonight.
It appears so.
In Omaha.
Thanks to Gulf Coast Rev. He says, happy birthday, Seth. Nick, let that man take vacation next year. I didn't know it was his – here's the truth. I am not a birthday person at all. Uh-huh. I did not know it was his birthday. You guys wish him happy birthday every single day. So I've sort of become immune to it. Like, I had no idea that today was actually his birthday until my wife told me that today was his birthday. And I said, no, it wasn't. Every day is his birthday.
And she said, no, seriously, actually.
No, today's really his birthday. And I was like, oh, well, how about that? I had no idea.
So we'll let you guys kind of carry the show a little bit. I will say this. I mean, we obviously spent a lot of time this morning discussing Miami, discussing Lane and different things. Since then, it's been a day where nothing but dysfunction about Miami has come out all over the media.
Which
today is
what I've been saying
days. It was like everything that's been here on this podcast, suddenly today it was on the Paul Feinbaum show or wherever it was, and it was really big news. And it's like, well, okay, yeah.
So, well,
and literally almost like verbatim. Like, there was several things. It was like, hey, there's two factions. It's like, yeah, we said that yesterday.
Yeah. I've been talking to people for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get frustrated, and I need to get unfrustrated. I get unfrustrated with people and, frankly, a listening comprehension issue because they're emotional with what they hear, and I'm not emotional with what I'm saying. And then people are like, you guys are just trying to cash in. I haven't tweeted it one time.
Couldn't have done less to cash
in. I haven't linked a message board post on Twitter. I haven't written a story or a column about it and linked it or anything. Done nothing to publicize it. Nothing. Not one thing. Now, I might not be a good
We could have gotten on Twitter and go, hey, here's what we're hearing about Lane in Miami. Or, hey, here's...
Would Lane
accept? Question mark.
Blast on Twitter.
I guarantee I'd have made some cash on that today.
I'd have sold at least one subscription today.
No doubt. It might have been like $4, but the paycheck would have gone up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a great businessman, perhaps, but I'm not that bad. I've intentionally not done it so that people didn't think that we were, so that people couldn't say you're trying to do the clickbait thing. Intentionally. And so when people go, you're clickbaiting, no offense, but it kind of pisses me off. I mean, if I'm being honest. Because it's like, no, I'm not. Not even a little bit. Well, you guys say he'll take the job. No, it's not what we said. We said if we thought if it got to that place and he was offered the job, that kind of thought maybe he'd take it. Why? Because that's what people tell us. Now, subsequently, late this afternoon, from a few different people, I've heard that it's very likely, and I hate doing this. I'm about to commit the cardinal sin.
I'm cringing as you're talking right now.
Because I'm not going to answer this all day tomorrow. I'm not. Because no one's going to tell us unless Ole Miss puts out a release, which is not the way Ole Miss does anything
anymore. The last release came out in like late December. I mean, late February.
But I'm hearing that it's quite possible that he signs extension papers within the next weekend. And no, I'm not going to do that all weekend. So don't ask. I feel like Nick Saban, so don't ask. Right?
Stop asking.
I kind of get I get where Nick's coming from now. For the very first time, I sort of get it. You know, he's like, so stop asking.
What he said, stop asking.
So stop asking. Yeah. I don't know.
He was kind of an ass that day.
But maybe he was tired of answering a question that he had told people he wasn't going to answer. You keep asking. So stop asking.
Well, no, I'm going to need you to text Keith every hour on the hour all weekend.
Keith's not going to tell me unless they just want. If Keith tells me, it's going to be because he wants everyone to know. Because they've got recruits coming in this weekend and they're trying to get ahead on that. That would be the only reason. And then there would be questions that immediately I would have, that you would have, other people would have. Are there opt-outs in that deal? Are there places where the buyout's less if he goes to school X, school Y? Is someone speculated that? I don't know.
That is a good point. My camera angle is off, but the actual video picture is much better than it usually is today.
Huh.
Ever since I smudged it with my finger, and it's been much better.
Well, I cleaned that up.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah. Like, not actually since I smudged it with my finger.
I did not see a fake Bruce Feldman tweet about Kiffin to Oklahoma. Kiffin to Oklahoma makes no sense for anyone at all. Nobody. Zero. No sense.
You don't believe that one?
No. People say, why Miami? The reason it would be Miami, if he went to Miami, in a world where he went to Miami, it would be because of the water and the lifestyle. That's it. Everyone keeps going, well, it's a train wreck. Of course it's a train wreck. Look at where they are today. Look where Miami is today on Thursday night. Can you imagine if we were covering Miami? You really don't know who your coach is. Is it Manny Diaz? Because I think there's no doubt in my mind that Miami is waiting for tomorrow night for the Pac-12 title game to happen so that they can offer the job to Mario Cristobal. Is Mario Cristobal going
to... But do they offer the job to Cristobal before Diaz is fired?
I don't know. That's what we don't know.
At least back-channeling.
That's what we don't know. Are they going to offer the job to Mario? And if he says, yes, I'll take it. Okay, hey, now we're going to go fire Manny and hire you?
But if not, well, we might just stick with Manny for a year.
Or if he says, nope, I'm not going to do it. Okay, well, you know what? We never got that far. We're just going to stick with Manny for a year. Or do they bring in an AD over the weekend, fire Manny, and conduct some weird search? I don't know. No one knows. And if you talk to 20 people down there, you'll hear four different things.
What show was McMurphy on today, or was that not a show? Was it an article? What did he do?
I don't know. What did he supposedly say?
Just how dysfunctional it was in Miami. Some version of that. I don't know.
Okay. And Ross said the same thing, right, Dellinger?
I believe shit show was the word that Ross used.
Yeah.
I believe that was the...
That's good. That's good.
Here, I'll find it. Adrian Martinez, by the way, makes no sense for the Ole Miss offense. I keep getting asked that today. The Nebraska quarterback has jumped into the portal.
Yeah.
He can't throw. Like, can't throw at all.
Have you seen how many people are in the portal?
I know that the first day they had 102. First day of the week, they had 102, and that was the lowest day of the week.
So, 497 players. 284 from FBS, 213 from FCS have entered the transfer portal since Monday morning.
Yeah.
497 players. Think so, how many teams full of scholarships.
So six full teams, give or take.
Yeah, 497 divided by 85 is...
Six times eight is 480, 85, right in there.
Yeah, yeah, so six teams.
Yeah.
Almost the whole SEC West.
Brett McMurphy said, multiple Miami AD candidates said UM search is, quote, a mess. With more than 50 board of trustees and several donors involved, everyone is in charge. No one is in charge. They don't know what they want to do with Manny. Half of them want him gone. Half of them want him to stay. Then Ross, quote, tweeted that and said, one person described the Miami situation to me as a, quote, complete shit show. That's probably a very valid.
Patrick, thank you for the super chat. He says, any update on Zach Evans? Not yet. Maybe something next week, but not right now. He's back in Fort Worth taking final exams. And then I think he'll make a decision sometime next week.
Rocco Mendenhall stepped down today, so Virginia's open now as well.
What was his deal? Something personal?
I would assume because he did a pretty damn good job. I you know, they lost a few games they could have won. I actually thought he had a pretty good year for the most part. Also, because we needed this, the NCAA has added an extra bowl game.
Oh, good.
Now we have a 42nd bowl game.
Oh, awesome. What's the game?
We don't know yet.
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be in the Metroplex.
Okay.
Because that will allow all 84 bowl-eligible teams to play in a bowl.
Oh, so we're just creating a game so that Liberty can go play in it?
Well, I think they were already fine. Okay. There was going to be either a MAC or a Mountain West team left out. There were 83. Can't have bowl season if that happens. There was that 6-6 MAC team. There is a – so, yeah, let me get this right. There were 82 teams – or 83 teams bowl-eligible. There were 82 bowl spots, so they created this game to fix that. So that team will go, and then Hawaii, now it's 6-7 on the season.
Okay,
is going to play in the Hawaii Bowl, so they're going to move a team out of the Hawaii Bowl to Fort Worth,
so that Hawaii can just play in their own bowl game.
They'll play in their own bowl game to just fill up a spot essentially, and then the MAC team or whatever will go to Fort Worth and play. I got a little confused reading this. Memphis either is a team that is going to Hawaii to play Hawaii, or they got completely screwed, and they were going to play their bowl in Hawaii, and now they're playing their bowl in Fort Worth.
Well, that sucks.
I mean, that would really suck.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not sure which one. I didn't really understand the way the story was written, but either Memphis is in Hawaii, or they were going to be in Hawaii, and now they're in Fort Worth, one or the other, so...
So how does volleyball scoring work? Do you get a point no matter what, or do you have to be serving?
You do not have to be serving.
Okay.
Yeah. That's only beach volleyball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's play to 25, win by 2.
25?
25.
Not 21.
25.
Okay.
Play to 25, win by 2. If it's in a fifth set, you play to 15, win by 2.
Okay.
How many volleyball matches have you covered in your career?
College?
Yeah.
None.
Really?
Covered some high school volleyball, but I don't remember the rules.
I've covered, give or take, 20 college volleyball matches.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
I have a decent enough idea of the sport, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
What is the defensive specialist called? What is his name?
In volleyball?
Yeah.
The setter.
The libero.
Oh, that was my next guess.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No clue.
What's the score?
It's like 21-18 or 21-19, Creighton.
Okay. So it's close. It's close.
First game. Is it first game?
First set of the match.
Creighton just called a timeout.
Oh, they did?
You ever notice volleyball girls, no matter what the situation is, they always look happy?
They're always good.
Smiling. Everybody's high-fiving. Like, when it gets tense in a basketball game or something, nobody's really
everybody's
smiling.
Everybody's all freaked out.
Everybody's pretty tense. They're just like, it's cool. It's 20-18 Creighton in set one. Look at her. I mean, she looks totally calm. She's in the NCAA tournament.
She looks bored.
Yeah, she's
actually.
Just fine. It's just,
she looks
just,
a little bored.
She's just playing. If they win, they win. If they lose, they lose. It is what it is.
Uh-oh. You can only hit it three times on your side.
I knew that.
Okay, yeah.
I knew that one.
So the one in the white.
See, look, Ole Miss just missed a point, and everybody's still smiling. Everybody's perfectly happy. It's fine.
Whereas in other sports, like throwing clipboards and stuff, yeah, and like got all kind of issues.
That was pretty strong.
That was
see,
a good spike right
and
there.
And they're fine. Everybody's happy. But if you showed Creighton right now, they'd be happy. Ole Miss just scored a point. I guarantee you, the Creighton girls are like high fiving each other right now, and everybody's saying, "Hey, you're awesome. You're awesome too."
I bet she was laughing when she got up and missed the dig.
Yeah, she was fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, we're not going to watch volleyball and just talk to them.
Well, I wouldn't be able to.
Yes, Lane was retweeting the Brawl kid from State that's getting into the portal. I assume that I'm 80% sure that he's recruiting him, 20% sure he's trolling. I don't know one or the other, but I'm assuming he is recruiting him.
Robertson got worked up about that,
oh,
right?
Oh, did he really?
He did, yeah. You should find that tweet.
Oh.
That was actually funny.
He was upset?
Yeah.
He was funny as in, like, you approve of his tweet or because he's freaked out about it?
He was mad about it.
I know. Did you agree with him?
No. I was laughing at him being freaked out.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's really upset.
Okay. I'm looking.
It's been a long week for Steve, I bet.
Well, no, that's true.
All right. Saints and Cowboys have gotten started. No score. Saints wearing the absolute fire all white uniform. Cowboys wearing the white pant, navy top, typical silver helmet. Not my favorite Cowboys look.
Steve went with toxic period, rent free with each letter lowercase and then capitalized.
Right. Okay.
Am I doing this right? ? So he is intimating that Lane is doing it strictly to stoke the rivalry.
Yes.
Is what he is intimating.
That's what he's hoping, actually, I think.
Yeah, because what happens is when everybody else makes fun and says, "Hey, you guys are insane," it hurts him. So he needs everybody to be insane.
Yes.
He needs to find every reason for everyone to be addicted to the rivalry.
Yes.
So like
he hates that you and I aren't sitting here all worked up over the Egg Bowl.
Yes.
He would love it if we were. He would have much more positive feeling for us if we were.
The Saints are not playing. The Saints, like, replacement team is playing.
Looks like the Saints to me.
No, it's like the replacement team. It's like Shane Falco.
They got the Florida Lee and the whole deal.
Yeah, it's like the practice squad.
So you don't let your practice squad wear those uniforms. Those are nice.
They are nice uniforms.
They are really
nice. If it was
nice.
Strictly by looks, they would win tonight.
Oh, it'd be a blowout. I would prefer if the Cowboys wore their typical pants with this.
The gray?
Yeah, the kind of that almost gray-blue that they wear.
Yeah.
I don't really like the white pant with the...
Yeah, the Saints are basically running the wing tee tonight with Taysom.
Yeah, that's not going to get you much on third and 10.
It's going to be a long night.
There probably aren't a lot of plays on third and 10 in the Taysom Hill playbook.
It's going to be a minute.
You want to go over picks before we go to calls,
yeah,
or what do you want to do?
You get them up? You get them up?
I can. That's what she said.
Sure. It's not excuses. Everyone's hurt. I mean, look, I'm watching. It's fine, but... I mean, yes, the Saints are awful. It's their worst team since 05. Oh, that's a good question. If you can map out Cowboys and Saints fans in areas of Louisiana, which team would cover more of the state?
Saints.
Yeah, because you're getting all of South Louisiana.
And not only that, you're getting Northeast Louisiana.
Northeast?
Yes. Okay. Cowboy country doesn't start till around Ruston. Ruston West.
Okay.
Shreveport is Cowboys.
Okay. So there is an area, but...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, Shreveport to Dallas is 3 hours or less.
The Saints would have to do a lot of trading and doing things to draft Corral. That was asking the thread. There's not a clear path. It would take a lot of finagling at that point.
So, picks are up. I had to fire an intern.
Our tree got even more bare this week.
It's awful. The tree is just...
It's like in...
It's carnage.
It's
carnage is what it is. It's devastating.
It's like a post-apocalyptic like deal at this point.
But I had a meeting with my interns, and they said, you can't win. And I didn't take that well. So.
Well, you're not mathematically eliminated. There are 87 bowl games.
Yeah, and so when someone says, you can't win, it's just, you're giving up on me like that?
Well, I mean, unless they're coming out of a coma, then they're
Well, that was my thing. I wrote about this. Rocky gave her another chance. I said, bye, see ya. So for the season, Jeffrey is
comfortably ahead.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, Jeffrey is 75-60.
Still not. I mean,
Brian and I are now 65-70, 10 games back. Chase had a devastating week. He's
not a good week.
He's 62-73, 13 games.
Well, yeah, because I'll tell you, I was getting really concerned that I was about to throw a bagel up. It got like into the afternoon. I went, okay, I'm not sure I've won one yet.
You might not get one.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, at some point I began kind of rooting for it. I'm like, well, hey, look, if we're going to suck, like let's really allow a fade here.
Yeah.
Now, Georgia always covers. So you just pick the dogs and you ride it out. But until this week. But we'll.
So we got Western Kentucky at UTSA. This is the Conference USA Championship game, 6 o'clock on Friday night. It's a one-point line. Western Kentucky favored by one. Looks like Jeffrey and I took Western Kentucky. You and Brian took the Roadrunners. I don't have any big thoughts here.
I know nothing about Western Kentucky. Like, seriously, absolutely nothing. UTSA has been a fun story. They got hammered by North Texas for their first loss over the weekend. They had at least three fumbles in the first half they lost. They played really poorly. I mean, in all seriousness, pressure probably got to them a little bit trying to finish off our undefeated regular season. But the Roadrunners make me laugh. Just their mascot. So I kind of pull for them to be decent in the group of five. Like, I see, like, the cartoon every time I think of them. So we're going to go for UTSA for that purpose. I'm picking, like, what was it, like Leon's mom back in the day when we do, like, the bracket stuff?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
We got the Pac-12 championship game tomorrow night. We were talking about Mario Cristobal earlier. It's Oregon and Utah in Las Vegas, the 7 o'clock game on ABC. Oregon's a 3-point underdog. I've got Utah winning. All the rest of you have Oregon winning the game. I've got Utah winning and covering. Everybody else has Oregon. Utah killed them the last time they played.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good
enough. I like the Ducks. Quack, quack.
All right. All the other games on Saturday, we got the the Big 12 conference title game, Baylor and Oklahoma State in Arlington, 11 a.m. on ABC. Baylor, a 5-point underdog. We all have Oklahoma State winning and covering. So we have consensus there.
Oklahoma State, I mean, I mentioned it the other day, they allowed 33 points to Oklahoma, but that's the only time all season they've allowed more than 24. I think they play just – I think their defense is too good. I think they win the game on Saturday. Somebody asked this real quick. Memphis Rebel says, if Levy left Ole Miss to be a head coach, what job would make the most sense for him?
ULL.
I mean, in a perfect world, it's ULL.
Yeah.
Because it has the most stability and roster management and all that where – he could turn that into something.
I will tell you that I've heard rumblings on Jeff's name for the OC job at LSU today.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what connection he would have with Brian Kelly. No idea. But did hear that today.
I mean, I did read a story this week where Matt Corral was basically Max Johnson for most of the season. So.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Makes sense now. The MAC championship game in Detroit, 11 a.m. on ESPN. We got Kent State, a 2.5-point favorite over Northern Illinois. I've got Kent State winning and covering easily. Chase.
Did you look this up at all?
Not really. Chase.
But no. That means you did.
I mean,
a little bit.
I looked at it.
I literally know nothing about either one of those two teams.
Well, so. You and Jeffrey and
I'm on Jeffrey's team.
And Brian.
Oh, yeah. Lock.
Y'all all have Northern Illinois.
Yeah. Good luck, big boy.
Winning and covering. Right. I've got Kent State covering the line. 2.5 points there in that big contest. 2 p.m. game. It's the Mountain. Is it Mountain West? I guess that's what this is.
That is the Mountain West. If it's Utah State, it's Mountain West.
Utah State and San Diego State out in Carson, California. 2 o'clock game on Fox. Utah State's a 5-point dog against the Aztecs. I have number 9, San Diego State. It should be number 19. It's a typo. I've got San Diego State winning and covering. You've got Utah State winning.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jeffrey and Brian both have San Diego State winning and covering the line. So you're just being partial to your buddy, John Hartwell.
Well, I mean, we like Eric Winter, too, San Diego State alum. We know people at both schools.
That's true.
Yeah, we have allegiances here.
Yeah. Nobody even laughed at my Alabama-Georgia. No one's laughed at the caption yet, and I thought it was funny. I actually worried about it at the time.
I haven't read it. Okay. I did not look at the cut lines.
Appalachian State and ULL, it's the Sun Belt Conference Championship game, 2:30 on Saturday, ESPN. App State's a 2.5-point favorite in Lafayette. We all have ULL winning and covering. I've got it fairly close. The rest of you kind of have it as a 10-14-point blowout.
Yeah, that's one of those deals where I didn't really care about the score. It was just kidding. I do want to look at App State's schedule a little bit, though, while you're doing that. I'm kind of curious.
Got the SEC Championship game at 3 on CBS, a game that if you're an Ole Miss fan, you're watching for a number of reasons. It could impact your bowl destination. Georgia is a 6.5-point favorite over Alabama. We've all, I think, oh, wow,
I picked
look
Alabama
at you.
To win a football game.
Look at it. Wow.
You didn't see that?
Whoa, are you all right?
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, look, here's the deal. I was doing it last night, and I went, okay. I've sucked all year. So, you know what? Everybody wants to fade, whatever. I'm either going to be able to brag on Monday and go, no, I call that, or I'm going to go, see, I suck. You fade me. You win picks, you win money. That's what you do. One or the other.
You have hit the point where you got nothing to lose.
Yeah, whatever.
Right.
Let's try to grab
you're
one.
13 back, yeah. Bring up the kids from the minors.
It's winning time. We got to go if happens. We're going.
Yeah. All right, so everybody else has Georgia winning and covering.
Do you worry at all about the fact of competition with Georgia?
Sure.
I mean, the eye test is just so damn good.
I just know what I've seen from Alabama the last 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, it's 100% to that. Now, they're going to play better than they played against Auburn.
I would hope. They're in trouble if they
don't. From a straight execution standpoint.
They better.
Yeah.
The AAC championship game in Cincinnati. It's Houston and Cincinnati. Houston, a 10.5-point favorite. I think we're all kind of on the same page here. Brian's got Cincy winning and covering. The rest of us have Cincy winning a close game, but not covering that line.
I think I had Houston winning. Did I have Cincinnati winning?
I'm stunned here. Yes, you have Houston winning the game, 31-30.
Thank you. Yes.
Jeffrey and I both. I've got Cincy by 4. Jeffrey has Cincy by 7.
I'm calling for just like a really. We're just going for chaos this weekend.
Yeah.
Bama beats Georgia. Alabama's first time being an underdog by a touchdown since 2008. By the way.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
SEC championship against Florida in 08. The last time they were an underdog in the state of Georgia, by the way, they won like 38-10.
We got the Big 10 championship game, Michigan and God's team, the Iowa Hawkeyes. They get together at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, 7 o'clock on Fox. Michigan's a 10.5-point favorite. We all have Michigan winning somewhere between 14 and 17 points. I just, as much as I want Iowa to win the game, I just don't think Iowa offensively can score on Michigan's defense, and I think ultimately the game gets away.
I wrote this. Iowa is kind of Michigan light. Like, they're just a little bit, they're a less talented version.
Yeah.
The both teams are going to try to bludgeon you, but Michigan has bigger ammunition to do it with. It's a tall task for Iowa. I do think that if you told me there was some crazy upset, I do think it's Alabama over Georgia, not Iowa over Michigan.
All right. We got the ACC championship game. Another game probably has some impact with Ole Miss. It's Pitt and Wake Forest in Charlotte, 7 o'clock on ABC. Pittsburgh, a 3-point favorite, Chase, over Wake Forest. I've got Pitt winning. Jeffrey has Pitt winning. Brian has Pitt winning. You're either going to completely fall out of this or you're going to make up some serious ground.
It's either over or I'm ahead of you at the end of the week, one or the other.
The birthday boy has Wake beating Pittsburgh 45-38.
I've actually watched a couple of those teams. I mean, Wake's pretty good offensively. They do some nice things. Dave Clawson's a better coach. Pickett's good. Pitt's fine. Pitt has not done anything to overly impress me this season. Like, I thought the day they played Tennessee, it was Tennessee kind of screwing it up as much as anything else. I thought that was kind of before Tennessee found some momentum and the ability to win in that game.
And then the last game, which has no championships at all, I put it in just because it was a game. USC travels to Berkeley to play Cal. It's a 10 o'clock game on FS1.
There's no way I'm awake for this football.
No chance. USC is a 4-point underdog at Cal, and we all went with the Bears to win and cover.
Sure.
There you go. So that's Neil's picks. You're up to date. You now can go out and go to
do whatever you want with that.
Go to bet.brothrow.com/MPW and go make money. Fade us. Ride with Jeffries, having a pretty good year. Listen to the Butcher versus Spin instructor, Greg Jones, having a huge year. He's like 30 games over 500.
Is he really?
Yeah, it's almost unfair.
App State is 10-2, by the way. So I mean, no slouch, and they're two losses. Now they've already played ULL and got beat 41-13. So the Cajuns beat them 41-13 earlier in the year in Lafayette.
Popped them,
and then they lost 25-23 against Miami on a game that you and I actually watched, and they should have won. They really screwed that up there at the end against the Hurricanes.
Someone says, what scenario gets Ole Miss to the Fiesta? If you listen to the podcast today, you know. It's just the Fiesta deciding that it's actually the committee deciding that's the matchup they want and that's the place that they want to put them with. It's like Ole Miss and Michigan State or Ole Miss and Notre Dame or something like that, and they decide that's the matchup they want, and they decide to put them in Fiesta.
It literally takes nothing more than somebody being really strong opinionated in that room.
And just doing it, yeah.
Because most people don't freaking care in the room.
No. Had Manny lost to App State, he'd be fired right now. Probably so. Probably true.
Yeah.
And he might be fired right now.
You think, though, your gun to head is that Cristobal dictates whether Manny's fired or not.
Yes. Casey Smith, thanks for the super chat. He says, forget records. How would you rank the top four based on who you think is best right now?
Okay, do what?
How would you rank the top four based on who you think is the best right now? Who would you put as your top four teams right now?
I mean, Georgia 1.
Yeah.
Michigan 2.
I think so.
They deserve it. I'm tempted to say Oklahoma State 3.
I was going to say Oklahoma State 3. It's not Alabama. It's not. It's Oklahoma State 3, and then it can't be Notre Dame because Cincinnati beat Notre Dame at Notre Dame.
But it's not Cincinnati.
But it's not Cincinnati.
Because there's like five teams I like better than Cincinnati.
And it can't be Baylor because they're going to lose to Oklahoma State.
I mean, this is going to sound crazy. Is it still Ohio State?
Maybe.
I trust them more than other teams.
Because the truth is, there's only one team in the country that I think could have gone to Ann Arbor last week and won that game. And I'm not sure they would have done it.
Ohio State and Georgia.
Well,
oh, because I would say didn't. You're saying Georgia might have been the only team that would win in that stadium
maybe.
That day. Yeah.
On that day?
Because they were geeked.
And those elements, as geeked as they were.
Yeah. Now, Georgia's kind of built for that a little bit, but yeah.
Well, we think.
We think.
Who've they played?
Yeah.
They played Auburn.
But
they played Arkansas.
Out.
They have. No, they.
It's not just beating them. They don't score.
No, they.
I mean,
for sure.
I mean,
it's probably still Ohio State.
I think that's my answer. I do. I think that's it.
Creighton leads 1-0 in the match. It's 10-9 Creighton in game two, set two.
Yeah, I'm not exactly a volleyball expert. They look a little better than Ole Miss so far, just from what little we've kind of scanned over here.
Yeah, I can't begin
Someone's
to say
hurt.
That. Yeah, someone is hurt.
Is it Creighton?
Looks like it's a girl from Creighton.
Is it?
Yep. Hope she's okay. All right, let's see. I'll open up phones. I had to reset that, so it's.
I had to reset a lot today.
Yeah, I had to reset a lot. Speaking of, there's a mind on my money brought to you by Pinnacle. That's up on where you listen to podcasts. We've got Tyler Siski's show on our YouTube. His picks.
He's had a good year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he knows football. Yeah.
Should have been like stealing his stuff all year, frankly, but sure.
Do what?
Stealing his picks all year.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, the thought crossed my mind at one point. I'm just going to ride him. All right. I'm looking for the graphic. Hold on. Okay. Here we go. All right. So there's the number you guys can call. If you'd like, 662-259-0991. Hey, who do we have?
What's going on, guys? Tommy from Oxford.
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all guys doing tonight?
Oh, we're good. We're good. I'm gonna let you talk to Chase here for a second. I'm gonna go grab something real quick, if that's okay.
Sure. That's fine with me. Happy birthday, Chase.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You home this week? Where you at?
I'm actually in Illinois. Is today actually your birthday?
It actually is my birthday today. That is your
birthday every day.
Yeah, but today's real. That's correct.
Well, happy birthday for real.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm in Illinois tonight.
So you've stopped for the day?
I don't think I'm going to make it in this weekend.
Okay. Where are you headed?
I'm going down here to East St. Louis, and I've got to go to South Carolina with that load.
Gotcha. What part of South Carolina?
Somerville.
Where's that?
And I honestly haven't even looked at it on the map yet.
Okay. I got you.
I'm guessing somewhere central South Carolina. I'm not sure.
What bowl you wanting, Tommy?
I would love to have Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl.
That appears to be the thought. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what I was thinking, too. I mean, if you get to perfect world, do this thing. I think Notre Dame and the Fiesta makes the most sense in the world for Ole Miss. It's the high-profile game. It's tons of ratings. It's fun. It's something different. I think that's one of those deals, too. I mean, I feel like it just from a straight all the way around, Notre Dame and the Fiesta is the number one choice. Sugar against some Big 12 team is number two, and then – or I'll put it this way, just Ole Miss Notre Dame. I mean, like, as Gary Stokin said, it's possible that Ole Miss and Notre Dame would play in the Peach Bowl even. There's no guarantee. It's all at large. But it just doesn't make sense to me, given the size of those fan bases, that they make Pitt or Wake Forest go all the way out to Phoenix.
Right. And I think, I mean, and if, is PlayStation still doing the Fiesta Bowl?
I don't know. Is that who it is now?
I know, because last year all the guys got PlayStation 5s.
Well, that's a pretty good gift, then.
Yeah, that's what some of them were complaining about. They're like, oh, man, you telling me the festival got PlayStation 5? So, yeah, that would be awesome. If Ole Miss did take care of business in the bowl game pretty good, what do you think your highest they would finish in the season rankings?
Oh, the rankings?
fifth?
I think you can get to five. I don't know that they will knock any of the top four out of the top four for losing a playoff game. So I think five is your ceiling, is my guess.
That's what I was thinking, fifth or sixth.
And yes, Tommy, it is the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd love to go there. I'll let the guys get PlayStation 5s.
They might get PlayStation 5s at the other games, too, though. The New Year's 6 packages for players are pretty strong.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, they're pretty strong.
Yeah, yeah.
They better than, like, the binoculars and the phone chargers that are in, like, Shreveport or wherever it is.
For sure.
Well, like, you know, even for the media in the Sugar Bowl year, they, like, kept handing out media gifts as the week went on.
Oh, really?
Like, the longer you were there, the more stuff you got.
I didn't get anything.
Did you not?
I was there all week.
You didn't go to the right places then. Because seriously, like, the first day we got there, the backpacks were day one. I'm still using it. I have it beside me. And then, like, two or three days later, it was, like, tons of other stuff.
Like,
and then,
what?
Like, a couple days later.
Like, what'd you get?
I mean, I don't remember now. But binoculars were part of it. That's what made me think of it. It was binoculars. Uh-huh. There was tons of those little the little portable charger things that you plug the cord into that charges your phone on the go. It was like a bunch of those things.
I didn't get jack.
Yeah, just stuff. I don't remember exactly, but yeah. There's a lot of stuff. Well, yeah, we kept getting backpacks every freaking year.
Yeah.
Like, backpacks became a thing. I mean, I've got more freaking backpacks from bowl games.
I still got a Fiesta Bowl duffel bag from 2000.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The oldest thing I have is a really thin windbreaker from the Cotton Bowl in 08.
I didn't get a windbreaker either. I didn't get anything. I didn't. I've never gotten a windbreaker. That sucks.
You got the Cotton Bowl backpack. It was like that weird little thing.
I got the Cotton Bowl backpack.
Yeah.
I did get that.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. But no, you're right.
What's that?
I was going to say, yeah, you're right, though. I mean, Notre Dame is the best opponent for all reasons. I mean, just for storylines or anything else.
I'm tired of playing these big games. When we get to these big games, I'm tired of playing.
I will say that. I would rather Ole Miss play Pitt or Wake than play Oklahoma State again. I'm so sick of Ole Miss playing Oklahoma State and something.
Yes, I am too. It's just, I mean, it's just the same story, different year, you know?
Although I don't really know how they would do that, because I think if Oklahoma State lost, Baylor would jump them, and they couldn't get in the playoff. So Oklahoma State's either in the playoff, I think, or they would not be the highest-ranked Big 12 team, and it would be Baylor.
Oh, okay.
So then Baylor would go to the Sugar Bowl, and Oklahoma State would do whatever
I think you're right.
And now, if Oklahoma State wins, I didn't really think about this. If Oklahoma State wins, they could jump all the way to 3, and then Cincinnati could still sit at 4, in your opinion? So you set up a Georgia, Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, Michigan, if it goes scratch?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that what we're doing?
I think so.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I think the way it lines up, I mean, Notre Dame are like Michigan State or Ohio State or somebody like that, if we played them, it just, you know, it would be something for Ole Miss to gain. I mean, with, like, Wake Forest or Pitt, I mean, that just seemed to me would just seem like a flat game. I mean, Ole Miss could, you know, I don't know, lose some credibility by losing that game but not really gain anything by winning that game. And then Oklahoma State or Baylor, I mean, it, like I said, just same story, different year with that, you know?
Do you put any importance?
You get to play one of those national powers like that, Notre Dame, Ohio State, somebody like that. I mean, it just, I mean, that just, if you win that game, it just takes your program to another level.
Somebody asked this. Yes, Ole Miss was supposed to play Baylor, I think, last year. It was 2020.
Oh, yeah, that was the game that got canceled.
The opener, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
In
that's
Houston.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay. Well,
thank God that didn't happen. Think of the lives that were saved. I mean, sorry. All right, Tommy, thanks for the call.
All right, y'all have a good night.
More important, to win the bowl game or to win 11 games in a season?
11 games in a season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, who do we have?
Hey, it's Corey from Amory. First time, long time. My device is down.
What's up, Corey?
You headed to Hattiesburg to cheer on the Panthers?
I am not.
Okay.
But, I am going to cheer on the Panthers, but okay. I will not be in Hattiesburg. I will not. No,
all right.
Not.
All right.
Got cars to sell, baby.
Yeah, I hear you. What's going on?
Nothing. What are y'all doing?
Oh, we're watching volleyball. We're watching Saints Cowboys. I mean, we're living the dream, Corey. Hey, we got a lot going on. I don't even know. What is the football score?
No score. Okay. No score. Okay. Late first.
Okay. Well, good. Taysom's doing his thing, I guess.
That's doing his thing. No score. That's right.
That's right.
100%.
So, I got a text today that said, so is Lane going to the Dolphins? And before I immediately just discounted it, I got on I'm a loyal Rebel Growth subscriber. And I didn't see anything on the first page from Neil or you that said breaking Lane Kiffin Dolphins talk or anything like that. Is there anything? I don't even know if the Dolphins are hiring. Was that a bad game of telephone where they were confusing Miami
that
Hurricanes?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct. Someone was badly confused. I wouldn't think the Dolphins are making a move. And if the Dolphins did make a move, I don't think Lane Kiffin would be their guy.
Well, you know, brushed it off and text back and said, man, I don't know. You know, if he can get that kind of money, go for it. That's just kind of what I said. I didn't. But I don't know, man. It's silly season right now.
All right. Along those lines, I'm going to ask you and Chase at the same time. Chase does not know this is coming.
Okay.
If someone told you that Dabo Swinney was a legitimate candidate at Oklahoma, would you buy or sell? Would you even think about buying?
That's a no for me, dog. I think he's done what he's done where he's at and couldn't do it anywhere else. That's just me spitball. I don't know that that works anywhere else.
I think he only leaves for Alabama if he ever leaves and goes somewhere.
And I don't think he leaves for Alabama right after Saban leaves. I think he would leave for Alabama. I think he'd be the guy behind the guy. I don't know that anybody, they talk about Lincoln, I mean, not wanting that smoke. I don't want that smoke behind Saban. I don't want to be the guy behind Saban. I don't think anybody does. I can't see it. I can't see Dabo leaving Clemson to go to anywhere else besides Alabama second.
You know, why would you go to Oklahoma when it has less infrastructure in place to compete and going to a more difficult league?
I love
What's
how
up,
we
so?
Couch these infrastructure words, stuff like that. When I can say this and you can't say this, but why would you go to Oklahoma when you have less money available black market to players than they do at Clemson?
Well, but let's play this game for a minute.
Uh-huh.
The era of Clemson domination certainly was established at a time when Georgia was not doing what Georgia is doing today.
Right, right. And South Carolina wasn't doing what they're doing today.
But primarily Georgia.
Yeah, and Tennessee.
And so is it possible that some of the area where Clemson was able to build its brand is no longer available to them, that they're getting, you know, we're talking about how Georgia chokes out teams on the field. Is it possible that Georgia's choking out teams on the recruiting trail?
Maybe, but let me ask you a question. You didn't know this was coming. If you were the AD at Oklahoma, would you hire Dabo?
If he wanted the job, yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just don't see it, man. I mean, I know, I get he's won national championships, but it seems so school-specific, scenario-specific, that specific. I just don't, because he does what he does. Like, what's his specialty?
His specialty is program building and putting a staff together that knows how to recruit and coach, and he lets them do their thing and he stays out of the way. He's
CEO. Smarter Ed Orgeron.
Well, and a much more charismatic Ed Orgeron. I mean, I know Ed's your friend, but much.
What I'm getting at is Ed won a national championship with all these great coaches under him, right?
Yeah.
And Dabo, nobody's ever accused Dabo of being like this great coach. he's got Venables and he's got all these OCs that were under him before, right? I mean,
yeah.
Am I wrong? I'm asking.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I don't know if you're Oklahoma and Dabo Swinney wanted your job and you could make it work. I don't know how you could justify not hiring him.
Is that something out there, or was this just a
it's out there a little bit. There's something weird with the Oklahoma job in the last couple of days. Everyone talked about Venables, and then it became obvious. It became obvious that it's probably not Venables.
There's a segment that is waiting on Dan Lanning, but that's kind of boring.
Wasn't that an ugly divorce when Venables left Oklahoma?
Yeah, he kind of got ran out of there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, because they were talking about today, if he could get the job, he'd forget about that pretty dang quickly.
Oh, well, hell yeah.
It'd be all right.
See, this Dan Lanning thing, and Dan Lanning might end up being a great coach somewhere.
But
Dan Lanning getting hired because of what Georgia's doing on defense is showing, if Oklahoma does that, and that's the reason they hired Dan Lanning, then I know that Oklahoma's in trouble coming to the SEC, because that's not why they're winning. That's not how that defense.
Seriously, Dan Lanning's experience.
Okay.
Georgia offensive – I mean, sorry, outside linebackers coach, Memphis inside linebackers coach, Alabama GA, Sam Houston State defensive backs coach, Arizona State recruiting coordinator, Arizona State GA, Pittsburgh GA.
Where'd he play? Where's he
That's
from?
That's it. William Jewell.
Where the hell's that?
Now, you're talking to the same guy who at one time wanted Pete Golden to be the head coach, and the shines off that nickel too.
Liberty, Missouri.
Okay.
I don't know. But I can't remember what show I was listening to earlier today. It was on the MPW Digital network of 27 shows we got going, and y'all are killing it. But so, I think it was on Rippy's show, and whoever was with him, I can't remember who was. But he's like, we don't know how this is going to go. We all thought that this was a joke, and it ended up being great. We all thought that this was a home run, and it ended up being awful. Like, we don't
sure.
know how this
is no, of course not. Of course not. I mean, everybody thought, you know, Sam Pittman would be a disaster, and it's been anything but. Everybody thought that Heupel at Tennessee probably wouldn't work, and it appears to work.
Ed Orgeron won a national championship. I know. He got fired, but he was the head coach of a football team that won a national championship.
Yeah, and everybody says Jimbo Fisher this, Jimbo Fisher that, and they just went 8-4 and lost 4 SEC West games.
That's the one that I sit around at coffee and go, you think you've got it bad. You're paying a guy, is it $10 million
a year?
Yeah. Ish?
Yeah, ish.
To lose to the Mississippi schools, Arkansas, and the worst LSU team in a decade this year.
Yeah.
It's in the DNA over there, Corey. It just is. They just can't get it done.
I hate to admit that I've never been over there. I have never gone to a game. And the more y'all talk, the more I'm never going to go to a game.
They should win. There's just something. And until they prove me wrong, I'm sticking by it. There's just something about that place. They can't get out of their own way.
Crazy.
Some bad juju or something.
Somebody asked me one time, or somebody told me one time, said, so Texas A&M's coming, and you know what that is, don't you? And I said, no, he's like, it's like Mississippi State, folks, with good credit.
Yeah. All right.
I'll take care.
Yeah, you too, yeah. Buddy. Bye. Okay. Creighton just won the second.
25-15.
Set to, yeah, so they're
rolling.
Ole Miss is going to have to really get it going. This is, you lose one match and you're out, right?
I assume.
Yeah, I assume. Hey, who do we have?
This is Rodney.
Hey, Rodney. People were just asking about you in the thread. How you been?
Pretty good. How y'all make it? I've been having phone issues the last month or so.
Oh, we're good. What's going on?
Well, first of all, happy birthday, Chase.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I want to say if y'all agree with this, I was talking to some of my old Miss guys up here, Ripley. Some of them was bitching about they wish we would have won that game at Auburn, be 11-1, be in the playoff talk. But I reminded them and they know this. I think that was our most injured time of the season at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we had two balls in the air, one against Arkansas and then one at Tennessee. We could have lost both those games.
That is correct.
So 10-2 is great, and I'll take it any year. What do y'all think? I know y'all don't.
Oh, I think 10-2 is probably one ahead of the Pythagorean if you.
Oh yeah,
did that. If you did straight stats without scores, I would say 9-3 probably a little closer than 10-2. I think they got away with one game.
Yeah.
Because they went 2-0 in those two games with the ball in the air on the last
where
play.
Typically you would go 1-1.
Yeah, I mean, statistically at least.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. But the Auburn game, I mean, all three of our top receivers were out, right? If I remember right.
Drummond got hurt during the game.
Two were out, and Drummond pulled his hamstring in the second quarter and really did not return.
And then Corral got hurt
late first or early second.
In that game.
Yeah. Well, and couldn't move even when he came back.
As far as the bowl game, I think I'd like to go to Fiesta Bowl this year just because we've never been out there. And I'm finna get off here, but Chase, I want to ask you one thing.
Uh-huh.
I know you kept up probably some high school football. Back when I was in school, I don't remember – Caledonia ever winning any games, and they was one game away from Jackson. I can't believe that's unreal.
You know, it's funny you said that, actually, Rodney. In all seriousness, somebody mentioned that to me a couple days ago that they were in the North half finals, and it kind of amazed me because, I mean, we sucked in high school, and we almost beat Caledonia most years, or did beat Caledonia. I mean, they were awful. I don't know what they've done. I don't know if they've had a bunch of guys transfer in or what over the years, or how they've changed, but. Yeah, it is funny you said that.
So you're saying Caledonia got their network going?
They did something. It's all better.
Because Caledonia, and they only lost by 7 to Senatobia, and Senatobia's a heck of a program. And then in the second round or the round before, they beat Louisville by 20 points. And Louisville
is always
was
good.
The number one team in 4A, I think.
Yeah, they've always been good.
Unreal. But anyway. Thank y'all. I've had trouble with my phone. I think I got it worked out now.
All good. Appreciate it, bud.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too, Rodney. He does sound like Roy D. Mercer.
He kind of does, doesn't he?
How big a boy are you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure Phoenix is pretty nice this time of year, Barry.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be a fun time to go to Phoenix.
Has come a long way though when we're contemplating people being upset about going to the Peach Bowl. I mean,
yeah.
High class problem you got here, guys.
Yeah, some people need to kind of take a deep breath on that.
I mean, seriously, we've done this before, but in 2019 when the piss and miss is going on, I said, "Hey, don't worry, in 24 months you're going to the Peach Bowl."
As a 10-2 team ranked 8th in the country.
Yeah, everybody go, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." What the hell just happened?
Yeah. Yeah, can you imagine the football guys had dropped in and said that?
I'm going to need a lot of explanation.
Yeah, some of us said, no, how? No, it's a remarkable turnaround.
Yeah.
Probably one of the reasons that Steve's not exactly pleased with
He's had a things. Bad week.
He's had a bad week.
That did not go how he thought it was going to go last week.
Well, he told people they'd be down for 10 years. And they weren't.
I mean... But, Blake, I guess the thing, you don't deserve better than the Peach. The Peach is equal to the rest of them. The unlucky thing for fans is that the Orange Bowl is a playoff game.
Yeah.
Because if the Orange Bowl wasn't a playoff game this year, then Pitt or Wake would be going to Miami and would be the hell away from you.
And you'd get a different matchup.
Yeah, you would get Michigan State or Notre Dame or Ohio State or one of those things guaranteed.
Hey, who do we have?
Hey, this is Steven Greenville.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Neil, you said you like South Park.
Yeah.
You ought to check out Cannibal the Musical.
Cannibal?
Cannibal the Musical.
Okay.
Trey Parker, Matt Stone's first movie.
All right. I'll have to check that out.
All right. And I'm surprised y'all haven't mentioned the new coach at Jacksonville State.
Oh, Rich Rod?
Rich Rod, yeah.
He parlayed a great year at ULM into a head job.
Hey, has anyone gotten the Fresno State job yet?
Having a clue. Didn't know it was open.
I don't think so. They just hired the guy at Washington. The Fresno guy is headed to Washington.
Well, I'm going to throw a name out here that I heard today, interviewed for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually heard this from two different people. I heard Trent Dilfer interviewed for that job.
Really?
Yeah. So if Trent Dilfer gets the Fresno State job, can I get credit, like on Twitter or something?
He's currently a high school coach?
Yeah. Trent Dilfer went to Fresno, I think.
Okay. That's interesting.
Hey, one more quick thing.
You're good.
I was listening to the local ESPN station down here in Jackson, and the guy in the afternoon referred to Jeffrey as the Bo Bounds of Memphis.
Really?
Yeah.
But what time was that? Because I'd love to get a tape of that.
That wouldn't at all be played at a Christmas party or anything.
Or something.
I don't know how in the world you could compare the two people. One's a total joke, and one's worked his ass off to get where he is.
That's.
I mean, Jeffrey's really good. I don't think people fully appreciate how good he is to be able to go from sport to sport as seamlessly as he does. And the entertaining way that he does and have the level of information that he does when you're having to keep up with college football, college basketball the way you do in that market and the NBA.
No.
I mean, there aren't. I mean, I got to tell you now, there aren't a lot of people, present company included, who could pull that off.
So who were you listening to today?
It was the guy in the afternoon. Okay. I don't know his name. I don't usually listen to him, but I flipped it over there, and he said he quoted something Jeffrey had said, and the guy at the other end said, "Who?" And the guy said, "Oh, he's the Bo Bounds of Memphis."
Okay.
So he probably
But all right, y'all have a good night.
You too.
Thanks, Steve. The Bo Bounds of Memphis. He probably meant it as a compliment in that market because he works at the same station.
Well, that's a good point. I didn't know anything about that, yeah.
But, no. Oh, that'd be funny. So someone said that they're about to hire Tedford again?
Really?
I don't know. I'm reading the thread.
That feels a little lazy, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, Will Burns says they're fixing to hire Jeff Tedford again.
I did forget Jack State. It was moving up. So yeah, I mean that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
They're going to see USA.
Hey, who do we have?
Hey, this is Corbin in New Orleans.
Hey, Corbin, what's up?
How's it going, guys? Chase, gotta appreciate the Tulane hat.
Thank you.
A second year law student at Tulane now.
Cool.
So, roll wave. So we've been talking about the Peach Bowl, and you know I agree with y'all that the Peach Bowl is, you know, what was it, 24 months ago, we would have died for that. But, there's a lot of slander against New Orleans on the message board during the Auburn game last week. And all I got to say is that the game isn't being played in Buckhead. It's not being played in the nice part of Atlanta. It's downtown. And New Orleans is just a far superior city. So, I mean, the people that are wishing the Peach Bowl over the Sugar Bowl, shame on you.
Well, there are very few of those people. That's not been much of a concern for our folks. People want to go to New Orleans. They want to go to Phoenix first because it's different and it's whatever and whatever. But New Orleans has been a pretty safe number two ahead of Atlanta for familiarity reasons because they've been to Atlanta so much. And it's just, Atlanta's...
You ever been to Phoenix?
No. I went 07 baseball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ole Miss played Arizona State in a super regional.
Yeah, Tempe. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, I like Phoenix.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd be happy with going to Phoenix.
I'm rooting for New Orleans over Atlanta. For sure.
Yeah. Well, what sucks is the last time we played in the Sugar Bowl, I was in high school still, and we were going to go, but then, of course, my cousin had to marry an LSU grad. And my little sister had to be in the wedding. So during the wedding, and it was a wedding on New Year's, of course, of all the times you get married. So, I got to spend the Sugar Bowl at a church. You know, that's fun. So hopefully we get to actually go to the Sugar Bowl this year, but, you know, fingers crossed, Roll Tide.
Well, of course you are. I mean, I picked Alabama. It's a lock now. It's a guarantee. It's just I put my hands on them. It's done.
It's done. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We're all good.
Yep. Yep. All right. Appreciate it, guys.
All right.
Later.
Thanks, Corbin.
Bye.
Interesting tidbit here. I've seen this in a press release. Ashley Orcas, the Ole Miss goalkeeper. Ole Miss's first ever first-team All-American in soccer.
Is that right?
Yeah, so she's named the top goalkeeper in the country.
Oh, congratulations to her.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Phoenix since I worked at the Mobile Register.
You went for, like, spring training?
So. I would go for spring training. Went several times. Once out there, I was out there for a long time because they sent me out for spring training, and then Alabama basketball made the Sweet 16 out there, and so I stayed. I was there for like 10 days.
Really?
Yeah, I was there for a long time. Stayed in Peoria for a while, and then I was in downtown Phoenix for a little bit. I know nobody cared. I have no idea why I shared that story. There's no interest. There could not be one person interested in that anecdote. But
I didn't stay in Tempe. I stayed in Phoenix or close to it, somewhere out there somewhere.
So when I covered the Fiesta Bowl, we stayed in Tempe, but the game was played back then at Sun Devil Stadium. So the game was played in Tempe. I actually could walk from the hotel to the stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember it being like 112 and 115 at first pitch the both days.
Pretty hot.
It was
awfully pleasant late December, early January.
Yeah, dry heat.
Yeah. Let's see. I need to put the number back up. People can see it. There it is.
Actually, I think I stayed in Scottsdale. Now that I say that. I don't know.
We talked about doing the Grand Canyon trip when we were there, but we didn't do it. So I think at the time there was like some talk about there was weather up around the Grand Canyon, and I was worried about getting back.
Grind asking what Ole Miss needed to get the Sugar. Yeah, had Auburn beaten Alabama, Ole Miss would have been in the Sugar Bowl, and it'd be done right
be
now.
Be done.
Finished. There's nothing that could have changed that. Well, I mean, I take that back. I guess Alabama could have then turned around and beat Georgia and moved back ahead of Ole Miss. But
yeah. Hey, who do we have?
This is Cole from Houston.
Hey, Cole, what's up?
Nothing much. What are y'all drinking tonight?
I'm drinking a water from Great Value, purified drinking water.
This shows you're still a little under the weather.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah. First time in a while.
I forgot you're under the weather. Well, Chase, you brought back some tough memories of the Super Regional. Do you think Mike made the right move by leaving the starter in, or should he put in the closer?
For anybody who does, most people, not me, because I'm an idiot, that doesn't recall this. Ole Miss was up 2-1, I think, in the ninth inning of game one in the 07 Super Regional against Arizona State. Will Klein, they put him back in for the ninth. I'm fine with starting it, but I would have here's the problem, is that in hindsight, everybody remembers Biddle from his really good seasons. But he was really bad in 07, and Satterwhite wasn't very good either. So they had a bad they had no true closer to go to right there. So I understand leaving Will in. Like, I got why they did what they had to do. They had to win game one. I would have probably made a different decision, but I understand why Mike did that. That was not as cut and dried as maybe is remembered, just because you remember the not you specifically, but just the average person
right. Remembers
the better versions of some of those guys at that moment. Because they really struggled late in games that year.
Yeah, no, that is true. What about 09 against Virginia? Would you have waited to start Pomeranz in an elimination game, or would you have started him in game two?
I would have thrown him in game three, because I would have given him one more day of rest, and I would have wondered if that one more day of rest would have equaled six more outs. And it also would have given my guys more confidence in game two versus what they had in game three with Pomeranz already burned. If you know you've got Drew in game three, you're looser in game two when you play it, versus when Drew loses in game two, you've got a weird deal in game three, and they never stood a chance. I think they got beat 5-1. They were really never in the game. So, yeah, The two mistakes Mike made in that Virginia series were throwing palm and two instead of three. And once the error happened with Button in the eighth, not going out and settling, go fourth down. He was a freshman. He was really freaked out. And there was nothing to kind of pause and let him catch his breath. And then the who's kind of rattled him and got on him from there.
So. Yeah, that sounds about right. 14-year-old Cole was in a tough place that day.
Yeah, I get it. I've got a buddy who's still very frustrated at Logan Power for not diving on the last play of the game for the ball. He's carried it with him like 15 years now. Yeah,
thinks he would have gotten it.
Well, it just says, why don't you try? Yeah. What's the problem? I mean, if it falls, you're losing the game on that play anyway. So anyway,
Makes some sense.
Yeah.
What's your outlook for the pitching staff? This speaking of baseball, what's your outlook for pitching?
The transfers have got to be really good. I mean, I think this team goes as far as Gaddis and Washburn are productive starters. If they're not, I have a hard time putting a rotation together. So I think both those guys have got a hit from the transfer portal.
I'm a little worried. It was like we couldn't win we had an automatic W with Nikhazy and couldn't go to Omaha. And I know it's not as cut and dry because every season's different. You don't, as you always said, we don't play the season in a vacuum. But it's hard to believe without Nikhazy we're going to be any better.
Yeah, they have to look like Arizona. They have to hit their way and get good enough pitching. That's the only real route there.
To be fair, the Astros went to Game 6 of the World Series with horrible starting pitching. They couldn't get past the third inning. So
yeah,
anything's possible. But
sure,
it's not exactly how you want it. As an Astros fan who was stressed every out of the playoffs, it's not the route you plan to go down.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Anyway, y'all have a good night.
Thanks, Cole.
Thanks, y'all.
Somebody is how I've coached the 42-3 Peach Bowl differently. I have really early curfews. That's the answer to that.
You would have done a bed check the night before. Yeah. I don't know how much of that I completely believe, but I believe enough of it.
Look, Bo said he was fine. He didn't say the team was fine.
No.
He was very careful about his answer that day.
Yeah. Well, everybody was not fine. That was obvious.
It was the perfect storm.
Yeah.
That and TCU was very sober that morning.
I'm not sure it would have mattered had Ole Miss been stone sober, but that can happen in bowl games.
Yes.
In fact, that's the key to predicting bowl games is deciding who cares.
Well, that's a good point.
I mean, because not everybody does. Cowboys up 10-7. Your Saints hanging in there.
Give it a minute.
And Creighton up 13-8 in set number 3. So
it's getting late early.
Yeah, the end is near.
Hell of a turnaround though.
Oh, for sure. My goodness. Well, they won one match last year?
They went 1-19 last year.
And
they will finish the year 21-9.
In the NCAA tournament. It's remarkable. She did an amazing job.
Derek Diamond pitched the whole fall, so we'll see.
But you don't have a lot of faith in that.
I worry about it holding up over an entire spring season. Yeah.
Phone line's open, 662-259-0991. I like the timing of the Sugar Bowl better than the timing of the Peach Bowl.
You don't like that December 30th?
I don't mind that. It's from our standpoint, you got to leave so quick and get down there.
Oh, the 26th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but what you don't know is Ole Miss is so closed up, although the bowls kind of determine the coverage.
Yeah.
So we'd get some stuff.
By the way, basketball, Ole Miss and Memphis, 11 o'clock on Saturday morning at the Pavilion. ESPN2 is your TV for that game.
Yeah, I'll have some coverage up tomorrow at rebelgrove.com. There's a press conference today. We talked to Kermit Davis, talked to Austin Crowley, Matthew Morrell.
Again, so, as we mentioned on the show this morning, Memphis coming off a loss to Georgia, and they have blown two games in a row where they were 11.5-point favorites prior to tip. Including a home loss against Iowa State that was not particularly close.
No, Iowa State's good.
Yeah.
But Georgia's not a top SEC team. And
maybe the worst SEC team.
That was not a That was not
an inspiring game.
It was not a well-coached game by the Memphis Tigers, I'm just being honest.
Speaking of Memphis radio, that probably did not go well today.
Ooh, can you imagine? Oh, Brian Kelly tried to bring out a Southern accent at the LSU basketball game.
Ooh, I'll do that.
No, Pete, Campbell is not dating Chance Campbell. They've not met one another. I haven't talked to Chance since the Egg Bowl. I need to reach out to him. I figured I'd leave him alone this week. Let him recover.
Yeah, Brian Kelly, I mean, one of the things that is the advice is be yourself. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. No. Just be you. Be you. You can't pretend to be a South Louisianian in a day. At all.
Matt saying the Iowa State win over Memphis was in Brooklyn, not at the Forum.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're slightly insinuating that Penny is not a great bench coach. I think that's a fair assumption.
Well, and their bench, even though their bench has Larry Brown on it, their bench looked awfully unorganized last night, just in general. It looked just scattered. I wasn't impressed. And, you know, Crean's a good coach. It was his 400th career win. Not everybody gets to 400 wins. He's a good coach, but that those two teams, that shouldn't have happened. I mean, the Memphis team has a lot of talent on it. And Georgia's got some talent, but not like that. Oh, they're reviewing whether she touched the ball or something?
I thought she hit it.
Okay.
Didn't you?
I couldn't tell. Right there, I'd say no.
Really?
Yeah. Shoot.
What?
A picture someone sent me. Hey, who do we have?
Yo, it's Grind.
What's up, Grind? How are you?
Doing good, man. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, hear you good.
Okay.
So what kind of environment, real quick, Grind, let me start. Where were you? Where did you watch the Auburn-Alabama game, and how did we handle that last, say, 45 minutes of that thing?
Okay, man. First off, I'm going to start by saying this, man.
Uh-huh.
I got to apologize to the Auburn family. I didn't wear my lucky shirt. That's on me, y'all. That's on me.
What's the lucky shirt?
I take that one. Man, my lucky shirt is like a white. It's a white collar shirt.
Okay.
It's made out of like the athletic silk.
Okay.
But it's got gray and orange stripes, and it's got the old school Auburn logo with the orange A and the eagle flying out of it.
Yeah.
And so that's the shirt I wore down to LSU. And, you know, I ain't wear it again, you know, to another big game because I was like, nah, man. Well, I wore it the day we played Arkansas, but I ain't go to the Arkansas game. And then, so, you know, day of the Iron Bowl, man, I was like, man, I ain't finna wear this damn shirt for they ass to, you know, mess up the luck. Like, we finna get blown out. So, you know, I ain't even, like, man, this is my whole thing. I went down to the game, sat in my section. I was like, you know what, while I'm down there in Auburn, I was like, you know what, man, I'm finna go ahead and get drunk because I expect the worst, but if I'm drunk, you know, I'd be in there hoping for the best. I'd be, you know, a little life to the section. And so,
we lose him?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, there he is. Did your car just go over the bridge?
Hey, Grind, hang up and call us right back. Literally, just hang up and call us back. It was so good.
He was so good.
It was
great. Sounded
like
he went over the bridge and down into the water, like into the bay. Hope he's all right. Hope he didn't go over.
Zach, Andy is 7-8-2 at UAB, something like that.
KJ had a good night the other night.
Did he?
Against, it was East Tennessee or somebody.
That is correct, yes.
Went for 20 and 15,
really?
Something like that, yeah. Had a big night.
Yeah.
But I want to see KJ do that against good teams before I have much of a thought on it.
I don't hear back from Grind. I'm going to be a little concerned.
I know. It didn't. You wonder if the, yeah, like John says, the girl with the mayo attacked him, sent him over the bridge. Well, that sounded like he went underwater for a minute. There he is. He's back. Whew. Grind?
Yo, did I lose y'all?
Yeah, we were worried about
that.
The phone
went like, I mean, seriously, like you went off in the ocean.
We were concerned that maybe the mayo girl had attacked you and knocked you over the bridge and that you were somewhere sinking to the bottom of the bay right now.
No, man, dang. Because I was just talking, then next thing I know, like, I just grabbed my phone. And I was like, hold on, I ain't even on the line.
Yeah, so you were, you decided to go ahead and get a little hammered is where we stopped you. Go ahead.
Okay, so yeah. So I realized it was. It was two bammers, you know, sitting about, you know, two, three rows up from me. Like I said, they was young and everything, so. You know, I'm lit. I'm, you know, shaking my pom poms all, you know, not basically all in their face, but you know, I'm talking junk. Like, y'all boys ain't ready. Y'all ain't even come ready. Y'all, you know, and all that other stuff. Like, for instance, you know, in the game, Alabama ran to our sideline. They ran to our sideline one time. Dude got walloped. You know, I turned back to the boy. I said, boy, y'all better find y'all something safe to do, boy. This ain't it. You know, we was up 10-0. And, you know, I said, you know, I grabbed my little pom-pom. I was like, y'all don't play on this sideline. Y'all play on that sideline. You know, and everything like that. And so, man, I honestly, man, like, you know, I had a good time. Like, I was so drunk that I had to honestly, like, rewatch the game, but I had to rethink about everything, you know, later on because I realized, well, he should have went for two after the first overtime. That's where he messed up.
Dude, absolutely. Coaching scared.
Absolutely.
It's the new analytical thing to do, period, because it makes no sense. If you don't do that, you just got to get it later any damn way. And then two, Finley couldn't walk 2 yards to win the game. It was fireable.
You have a chance to win the game with Bryce Young standing on the other sideline. It's like I said this morning on the Butcher versus Spin Instructors. I'll be quick. Football coaches always loved, all of them, love to talk about, hey, you know, we're not, you can't obsess with results. We're process, right? You hear coaches talk about that all the time. Process, mm-hmm. We have to trust the process. Okay. Sam Pittman, when Arkansas played here,
mm-hmm.
Arkansas scored on the last play of the game, got within 1 point. He could have kicked an extra point. He knew who the better quarterback was that day. He knew who the hotter offense was that day. So Sam Pittman.
He knew who the better team was.
Yeah, so he trusted his process and said, we have one play. We're going to run a play. This is our play. We're going to run a play with Matt Corral on the sideline. And if we win, we win. And if we don't, we trusted the process. And it didn't work, but his process was right. My problem with Harsin is that if you go for two there and you don't get it, so be it. So be it. Nope. But you go for two there, and then what really bugged me was – and overtime later, Auburn runs a 2-point play.
And that's the play you should have ran.
And it's awesome. And it's like, so why didn't you run that a few minutes ago?
Yeah, that's exactly what I had said. But, see, this is – okay, look, do y'all think that game helped or hurt him in the eyes of Auburn fans?
I think it overall hurt him. I think Alabama almost gets weird, like, lack of credit for playing poorly. And then Harsin's mm-hmm. decisions late actually hurt him. I think him not winning the game once it was on his foot hindered his whatever more
Agreed.
Than helped him.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think it's a negative. I think that was a bigger negative than if it had just gotten beat 34-9.
And that's the weird thing. It's not. That's the weird thing. It's not. That game actually, like, boosted fans a little bit, boosted him in the eyes of, like, the average fan. Like, in me, like, people got on to me because somebody had made a post. It was like, it was like a picture of Harsin and then a picture of Saban. And then it was like, y'all let this guy, Saban let this guy take him to four overtimes in his first year with a backup quarterback and no, you know, backup kicker and whatnot. And then, you know, I had said, you know, way too soon. I had said,
his in-game coaching severely lacks for him, you know, to have been a head coach for 8 years prior. And everybody got on to me for that, bro. Only like one or two Auburn fans, like my cousins, was like, man, he kind of right, bro. Because if you look at it, I'm not talking about his game plan. Like, it's five things that I base a coach on. I base you on your recruiting. I base you on your game planning. I base you on your in-game coaching, your leadership, and your ability to hire. And then, you know, as right now, his recruiting still an A. His game planning is actually good. Like, the fact that he went up 28-3 against Mississippi State, the fact that you went up 10-0 against Alabama, like, it's your game plan and what you're doing is good. But the fact when you get an in-game coaching, which is hella good in the SEC, that's where he's failing miserably. And that's why I'm saying, like, that should be the number one concern, you know, for other Auburn fans. And I'm like, as of right now, in my opinion, the only way it changes is if Bro recruits at a level to where he's able to overcome any in-game, like, any in-game adjustments that he falls short at in that main area. And I'm not sure about that right now. So that's my only thing.
Creighton just defeated Ole Miss in volleyball, so a season comes to an end for the Rebels. What do you make of all this Tank Bigsby rumors and stuff?
I mean, from the people I trust and from everything that I've seen, like I told you, like when everybody was talking about the hearts and stuff, and then the guy that I trust down there was like, man, don't buy into that. And that's when I was like, you know, I bet, you know, this amount of figures on it, and, you know, dude turned up, you know, being right. And, you know, he telling me right now, man, Tank Bigsby stuff is just, like, it's, you heard the same thing last offseason. I'm not hearing as much to that. I'm hearing this way more to Bo Nix leaving than Tank Bigsby leaving.
Yeah, I listened to Bo talk to Ryan Brown and Jim Dunaway and them, and that was a quarterback he's out.
Ooh, man.
Oh, really?
Speaking of your little buddy Ryan Brown, boy, that's who I was. Ooh, he's so lucky, bro. Oh, he's so lucky, because if Bama would have lost, man, if Bama would have lost, I would have loved to hear, bro. I would have loved to hear him. I would have loved to hear what he would have had to say after that.
What did you think of Bigsby not getting out of bounds, or even the play call that put him in that kind of situation on third down?
Don't blame him, because if you look at the play, he like in the heat of the play, he feels like that he's got the angle. He's looking at the first down.
Yeah,
he feels like that he can just get the first down and end the game. I'm not blaming him for that, man.
Yeah,
like, and that's my thing. Like, if you would have told, you know, most Auburn fans that you would have been up 10-0 with the situation that you was just in, that, like, I think that game, like, to me, that game said way more about Bama than it did Auburn. So that's why I'm like, I'm not too crazy about it, but. But I do think Bama do give Georgia a run for their money this week. I think it's going to be 23-21 Georgia.
Ooh.
I just don't know what y'all are seeing, but maybe y'all are right. I'm not going to pretend to be some football expert. I'm under 500 on my picks, so I've watched both teams.
What is it about other than the uniform? Wait, what about the matchup says that?
Me?
No, Grime.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to give me – like, I did it, and if you give me the better coach – and the better quarterback, and I believe Bama has a better cohesive, proven receiver core than Georgia. Like, I know they're getting some guys back, but if you give me that, I think it's close enough to where, you know, Bama can push Georgia in the way they haven't been pushed. I'm not saying they'll win.
He's going to be running for his life, guys. Alabama's offensive front cannot block those guys. Alabama's issues at right tackle are scary. They didn't block Arkansas, block Auburn, and they're not going to block Georgia.
I think the Auburn game was an anomaly. Like, it'll look more like the Texas A&M game, in a game where they still put up 31 points. They lost, but they still put up 31 points, and I think Georgia's a little bit better than that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Who's your top four, man, to let you go, Grind? Who's going to be the – well, no, right now. Who's your top four right now?
If I was a committee member, it'd be – Georgia, well, yeah, it'd be Georgia, Michigan, Bama, and Oklahoma State. And then if everything went how I thought it would, I would say Georgia, Michigan, Oklahoma State, Ohio State. But that's just me, though.
Yeah, all good.
All right, man.
Yep. All right, Grime. Be good.
Later, bud.
You too.
Look at the Saints. Look at you.
Okay.
You excited?
Oh, yeah. Replacement Saints getting at it.
What is the Saints record?
5-6.
Oh, okay. I'll get to 500, go on a run. You play in those uniforms, you're going to play well.
They're worth at least like 4 points. That's true.
Yeah, that is Peyton not there tonight? I haven't seen Sean Payton one time on television.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if he had like COVID test or something. All right, let's see. We get to the end of the week. We run out of stuff. We're kind of there.
We hit kind of everything this morning. We went through more topics this morning than I anticipated.
Yeah, well, we dove into the whole Kiffin thing. Kiffin, by the way, in Birmingham. I've seen a picture of him.
Yeah.
Sitting in the stands.
He was.
In Birmingham, completely by himself.
There's no one anywhere. Rose.
On his phone. Just
hanging out.
Hanging out.
he's there.
Yeah, he's
who's in the game? Who's he seeing?
They have a running back, right? The kid from
oh, is that who they're looking for? Yeah, running back? Yeah.
Yeah, he's committed.
Yeah. Okay. All good.
All right. Appreciate everyone being with us. Feels weird.
Judkins,
yeah. Feels weird not to be saying, hey, we'll talk to you Saturday, but probably won't talk to you Saturday.
Mm-mm.
We'll put this up in podcast form tomorrow for the Oxford Exxon podcast. I'll have coverage of Ole Miss and Memphis.
Real quick before you do that, Congratulations to this guy. Troy finalizing a deal to make John Sumrall their new head coach just now.
Oh, so, is that right?
Yeah, John Sumrall just got the Troy job.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations, John. I know you're not listening, but maybe you'll hear about it. Good dude.
Yeah, really, really,
really nice guy. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. He's a guy to keep an eye on down the road. I won't be surprised at all if he does really, really well at Troy.
That's cool.
A good get.
Yeah,
he was there with Neil Brown, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's cool. I'm happy for him and his family. And I know some people here got mad about the whole Jacquez Jones thing and tampering. Everybody tampers. Everybody's tampering. And if Jacquez picked up the phone and called first, it's not tampering.
Well, that's true.
And so, yeah. JMR with the super chat. He says, Neil, Chase, the Miami job that we're all concerned with, are we sure that it's the U, or is it possible that the Dolphins opens? And if it opens, could be the job that is of concern. Listen, if Lane Kiffin's a candidate for the Dolphins, color me shocked.
That is fair.
I mean, if that's the case, kudos to him. Color me shocked. I've not heard that from one person at all. I don't know enough about the Dolphins to know whether the Dolphins are firing a coach. That doesn't pass the test.
As Corey said, I think that's just a bad game of telephone. That's what that feels like.
Ole Miss plays Troy next year. That's right. So we'll see John Sumrall come to Oxford.
We'll post that. A little recruiting information. I'll put it in Rebel Grove in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll have recruiting for you over the weekend. I'll have basketball on Saturday as well. Ole Miss has some official visitors coming in. I think that's about it. So enjoy your weekend. And if anything breaks, we're obviously on it. If there's any reason to have some sort of an emergency podcast, we will. At this point, I don't think there will. We're watching the extension rumors and all that stuff. I promise, 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 if we hear it, we will post it immediately. So if we haven't posted it, it's because we haven't heard it. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So for Chase, I'm Neil. Have a great rest of your week, great weekend, and we will be back on Monday morning with the Oxford Exxon podcast.